This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A high school student in western Colorado wore a sash honoring her cultural heritage at her graduation ceremony Saturday. That's despite a long dispute over whether it violates school policy. CPR's Tom Hess reports from Parachute.
Naomi Peña Villasano crossed the graduation stage with a sash adorned with the flags of Mexico and the United States. After a prolonged effort to change school policy to allow cultural regalia, she said she was ready to go ahead with the sash anyway.
I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was super nervous about what everyone's reaction would be. But just like my senior quote, always stand up for what you believe in, I feel like that just overpowers everything.
Garfield County School District 16 officials made no effort to intervene despite a recent court ruling in favor of their policy. In Parachute, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
The Denver airport has been crowded this holiday weekend. Edward Russell is the editor of Airline Weekly. He says travelers should plan ahead and stay calm if things get hectic.
Give yourself a little bit more time at the airports and bring some patience with you. Airline employees, TSA staff, they want to get you through and get you to your destination too. Just travel with a little grace this summer.
Russell says a national shortage of air traffic controllers could contribute to delays all through summer. And the Denver Nuggets still don't know who they're playing in the NBA Finals. Last night, the Boston Celtics forced a Game 7 against Miami. The two will play a decisive game tomorrow. The Nuggets will play the winner in a series that starts Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.